Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin, daf Samach Vav, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Vav and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's on Samach Alef Amud Alef. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yamid Adam Rishus Yachid Vishta Rishus Rabim. A person can't stand in Rishus Yachid and we just head out and drink in the Rishus Rabim. We're afraid that's because he's just going to end up bringing the water to himself in the Rishus Yachid. Then he's going to be over for transferring Rishuyos. And also Rishus Rabim Vishta Rishus Yachid. He shouldn't be saying Rishus Rabim and drinking Rishus Yachid for that same reason. We're afraid he's going to take the water to himself. And that's going to be a transferring from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. Elim kein echaz roish v'rubi l'makam shu shaisa. Unless he puts his head and majority of his body into the place where he's drinking. So he's in the Rishus Yachid and he wants to drink in the Rishus Rabim. He has to stick his head and the majority of his body out into the Rishus Rabim. Then we're not afraid that he's going to pull all the way back into the Rishus Yachid with his drink because the majority of him is in the Rishus Rabim anyway. And v'chein begas says the Mishnah, same thing with the wine press. This the Gemara is going to explain is referring to Meiser. We know that before any sort of produce is completely finished, before this Gemara Malacha, one is allowed to eat from it. Arayin. In a snacking fashion without having to take off Meiser from it. And when wine or grape juice is in the holding tank of the wine press, it's still considered not fully processed, and therefore he's allowed to drink from it. However, that's only if his head and the majority of his body is over the press, and that's because any extra stuff that he has in his cup, he's just going to pour back in. So it shows that it's alright. But if the head and majority of his body is not over, so then he's going to dip his cup in, take a drink, and he's just going to walk away with the extras in his hand. Now, since it's left the press, it's left the holding tank, it's not considered alright anymore, and he'd be chayv in Meiser. Therefore, if he wants to drink and be potter for Meiser, he has to have his head and the majority of his body over the press. On to another din. We have a maschila, which is basically like a drain pipe or a gutter, which carries runoff water from the roof down towards Rishus Rabim. He could be kailet, which means he could catch water that's coming out of this gutter as long as he's within 10 tefachim of Rishus Rabim, no problem. And by the same token, minatzinor mikol makayim, it could be coming out of any pipe or from any other place. Vishaisa, he could drink it. It's not considered like transferring from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. And we're going to explain this in more detail in the Gemara. That's how the Gemara begins by talking about the first case of the Mishnah. Nicha Rishus Yachid Vishta Rishus Rabim. It makes sense that if he's staying in Rishus Yachid and he wants to drink in the Rishus Rabim, he has to be very careful because he might end up taking the drink from the Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid and then he's over. But Rishus Rabim Vishta Rishus Yachid, if he's in the Rishus Rabim and he's drinking the Rishus Yachid, what's the problem? Why does he have to stick his head and majority of his body in so as not to end up bringing the water from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim? Even if he does do that, that's not an issue. Ain Piv L'malam Asar Tfachim, isn't his mouth above 10 tfachim? His mouth is most definitely located more than 10 tfachim above the Rishus Rabim, which we know is called a makam p'tur. So even if he does take the water from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim where he's standing, he's not over. So the answer is no. Shani, this is different. Shem's Gaglam V'yardin, because the water rolls and goes down. When he pours the water into his mouth to drink it, it's not staying in his mouth. It rolls down his throat into his stomach. And his stomach is located lower than 10 tfachim, and that's where its final resting place is. And so therefore it is considered transferring from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. That's why he has to be careful in this case as well. However, now the Gemara asks, Tani, we have a brass that tells us, Gamal Shereish Ruben Mifnim, if we have a camel, that its head and majority of its body is inside of Rishus Yachid, Mal Itanaisim Mifnim, if the person's inside of Rishus Yachid, he could be Mal Itta the camel, which is the way he feeds it, he stuffs a bunch of food into its mouth, no problem. And by the same token, if the head and majority of the camel is outside in Rishus Rabim and he's outside, he could feed it, and that's because there's nothing to fear. If only the head was inside or outside, then we're afraid that the camel's going to pull back into the Rishus that he's located in. The person's in the other Rishus, and he's going to follow the camel, and that means he's going to end up transferring from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid, or vice versa. So now we ask the same question. In other words, what's the issue? Even let's say he ends up putting the food into the camel's mouth, and it's in the Rishus Rabim, there's still no problem, because the camel's mouth is 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim, which is a makam p'tur, and even when the food goes into the camel's stomach is still 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim, and so we can't answer like we answered by the water, Shemiz Galglin V'yardin, and we end off without an answer to this. Now we move on to the next case of the Mishnah with the Mazchila, where we had said that we have this drain pipe, this gutter, that's bringing water off of the roof, and he can catch water that's coming out of it, no problem, as long as he's within 10 tefachim of the Rishus Rabim. It's not like he's transferring from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. So Rabban Rabbi Yossi, Machalfa Shmuase, Rabban Rabbi Yossi has a question on the following memra from our Mishnah, because Loi Kein Amar Rabbi Yaakov Racha B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, didn't Rabbi Yaakov Racha say in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Shekol Shleishu Shleisha Shein Smuchal Mechitza K'Mechitza, that anytime we have three tefachim within a mechitza, that's like the mechitza itself, this is what we call lavud, and therefore, if we have this drain pipe, which we're saying is connected to the roof, and it's not three tefachim wide, so it's really considered the roof itself, and therefore when he takes water that's coming out of it, it's like him taking directly from Rishus Yachid, which is the roof, into the Rishus Rabim, where he's currently located. Why should it be permitted, based off of this memra of Rabbi Yaakov Racha B'Shem Rav Chanina? And the answer is tifter, we can explain as follows, that it's beyond three, but it's not four, meaning this drain pipe actually is wider than three tefachim, let's just say it's three and a half tefachim, therefore it's not considered part of the roof, it's not lavud, so when he takes water from from it. It's not like he's taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's also not four tefachim wide, because if it was, then it would be considered a karmelis, and we know that it's usher to take from a karmelis into Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Therefore, our Mishnah is talking about that it's in between three and four tefachim. That's why he's allowed to get this water from his drain pipe. Now we have another question. Let's say he stuck a pole into the ground. It's taller than 10 tefachim, and he surrounded it with mechitzos. He put mechitzos of 10 by 4 tefachim around it, so it means that within the mechitzos is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But remember, the mechitzos themselves are only going up until 10 tefachim, and the pole is sticking above them. And he threw something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim into it, meaning on top of the pole. The question is, do we say good asik mechitzta, that we take these mechitzos and we bring them all the way up? Another way of saying this is, do we say the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is oila al rakia, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid formed by these mechitzos, they go all the way up to Shemaim, and therefore when he threw onto the top of this pole, it's like he threw from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Or no, maybe the mechitzos are just the mechitzos, and since the pole is above the mechitzos, it's not in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so he's not over. And Samach Lovim Beis on top of the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Eimer, Kemachloikes, this is Machloikes. We have Machloikes Maseches Shabbos between Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, whether we say the mechitzos are Oilas Adler Rekia, and so that would be the same thing over here. So Hasra Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda asks, hold on one second, about Taninon, we have a Mishnah that says, Haisai Medes Beresh Hagag, if a woman is standing at the top of a roof, it's her roof, Vizarkula, and her husband threw her get, Kimin Shigil Avir Hagag, the moment the get reaches into the airspace of the roof, even though it didn't rest, Harez Megreshes, she's considered divorced because it's already considered to be in her Rishos. It must be it's working because we take the mechitzos and we extend them all the way up, and we say the Rosh Hashanah Yachid Oila Adler Rekia, as it's clearly not what we just said. Obviously, it's not a machlokes. Amar Blazer, so he answers no. Masnisa Amra, what's that Mishnah talking about? Begag Shiyesh Lemaka, that the roof that she's standing on, it has a maka, it has a fence around it, and Vahu Shiyard La Avir Maka, it's talking about where the get is actually within the airspace. It's contained within this fence itself, and that's why it's considered rested, because let's say you were to put a roof right now on top of the maka, the get would be underneath it, and that's why it's considered resting, because again, it's within these mechitzas. Or we could say Vishain Lemaka, it doesn't have a fence around the roof, but Shiyard La Avir Shlesh Shein Smuch Legag, the get floated down to within three tefachim of the roof itself, Shekol Shlesh Smuch Legag, Kegag Hain, the within three tefachim of the roof is like it rested on the roof itself, and she's Megureshes. So that's not a question on this machlokes that we have. Do we say good asking mechitzta, meaning do we say the mechitzas of Rosh Hashanah Yachid go all the way up to Shemayim? Now, going to explain the other case of the Mishnah, Amar B'chia, he says, V'chein Begas, when the Mishnah says, also with a wine press, Lenin Meiser, that's regarding Meiser, like the way we had explained in the Mishnah. Now, going back to the Maschila case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dir Meir he, our Mishnah is according to a Meir, the Amar he holds, At Royas Kaisel Kigamum, that you look at the wall as if it's carved out. Another way of saying this is, Chaikikin Lahashlim. This is Machlokes from Meir the Chamim regarding Mezuzah. We know that a doorway to Mechayiv Mezuzah has to be 10 by 4 Tfachim. Now, let's say you have one of those really cool arch doorways, like you tend to find in the old city of Yerushalayim in Tzfas, where the doorpost goes straight up, but then the top is curved. It has that arch. And if you measure it, from the middle of the doorway is 10 tefachim, but the width is not 4 tefachim all the way, because at the top it's curved. So according to Chachamim, this door is not chayvin mezuzah, because it's not 10 by 4. Whereas according to Rav Meir, we look at it kugamum, as if it's etched out, or chakikin lahashlim, we ke'ilu, theoretically carve out from the wall to complete the shear, and since there's enough space in the wall, that if we wanted to, we could chisel out more space, that we would have a full rectangle of 10 by 4, so it's chayvin mezuzah, even though it's arched and we don't actually physically have this 10 by 4. Bring that to the case of Aramish of the Maschila, we had said he's allowed to take the water if the Maschila is located within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim, which is mashma, that if it's more than 10 tefachim above the Rosh Rabim, he's not allowed to. That would be like Rav Meir, who holds Chaykin Lahashlim, that even if the drain pipe itself is not 4 tefachim wide, we would etch out of the roof and look at it as if it's 4 tefachim wide, and then that would be its own Roshos, and it would be like transferring from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Rabim. That's why the Mishnah Dafka says that the water has to be taken within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim, so we don't have this issue. Now you might ask, but still, we'll say Chaykin Lahashlim even within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim, and then we have this issue of taking from a Karmelis to the Rosh Rabim, which is also Aser. And the answer to that would be is that we don't say Chaykin Lahashlim for a Karmelis, only for a Shusha Yachid. However, Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Divra HaKoyl, the Mishnah is really going according to everybody, not just according to Rav Meir. And the reason why it has to be within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim is because B'Mishtapeh Asar Tefachim Mitach Shalosh is where this Maschila, this gutter, this drain pipe, it has a very, very gentle slope to reach within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim. It goes for a length of 3 Amos until it reaches this point of within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim. And then this is what we call Chayri Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's considered part of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid because since it's so easy to use due to the fact that the slope is so gentle, that's why it's only mutter to take from here if it's within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim. And we also have to focus on the word of the Mishnah that says Koilet, he's catching the water. He's not actually physically scooping water out of the drain pipe. He's just catching the water as it comes out of the drain pipe. And since it's within 10 tefachim of the Rosh Rabim, it's not considered like he's taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Rabim. But if it was higher than 10 tefachim, then since the slope of this drain pipe is so gradual and it's easy to use, it's considered like Chayri Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then it would be Asr because he'd be taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Rabim. However, Rabbi Yossi asked on this answer, if you want to say that that it's this very gradual slope, reaching within 10 tefachim only after the drain pipe is 3 amas long. So kegagain, it's like the roof itself, and he shouldn't be allowed to take from it. It's mamash like a rishus yachad to rishus rabim. And the answer is that man and taman, just like we said over there, she'ein tzarich nicha, where it doesn't really need a rest. At amar ad shi'anuach, you still say until it rests. Kan she'tzarich nicha, like kol shekein, over here where it needs to rest. Wouldn't we for sure say that? What's this referring to? So we had the case earlier in the parak of a guy standing on his roof, reading from a sefer, from a scroll, and one end of it rolls out of his hand, and we had said, as long as it didn't rest in the rishus rabim, he's allowed to bring it back towards himself. And that's what we mean by saying over here, that at amar ad shi'anuach, that up until it actually rests in the rishus rabim, there's no isser to pull it back towards himself. But over there, it's einay tzarich nicha. It doesn't need to actually rest. It's not moving. It's not a state of motion. It's stationary. He's holding onto one end, and the scroll is just hanging mid-air, and it's not moving. Nonetheless, we said, the reason why he's allowed to pull it back towards himself is because it didn't rest yet. So over here, that it needs to rest, meaning the water, which is constantly flowing through the drain pipe, it's flowing through the gutter, it's in a constant state of motion, of course it's not considered resting in the gutter, in the drain pipe, and therefore there's no problem taking from it, because it's not like it's resting in Rosh Hashayachid, it's flowing through the drain pipe. Maybe the drain pipes are Rosh Hashayachid, but the water itself is not considered resting there, and that's where you're allowed to catch the water, which is coming out of the drain pipe. However, Chanina Kumir Amana, he asked, Mikol Makam Loi Nach, still can't the case of the Mishnah be that the water was resting, which means there's not a lot of water flowing through this drain pipe. It could be there's a very slow trickle, and then the water is considered resting, but nonetheless, the Mishnah said that you're allowed to take from it. Why? It's considered resting, and now our whole answer of before is that it's not considered resting because it's flowing through, falls away. And the answer is, Amalei told him, Mikim Shein by Rechav Arba, Afilu Nach, Keilu Loi Nach. Since this drain pipe, at the end of the day, is not 4 tefachim wide, even if it is considered resting, it's considered like it's not resting. Dahainu, taking water from a drain pipe, which is 4 tefachim wide, that's flowing very quickly, that's not a problem because it's not resting. It's the same exact thing that if you take water from the drain pipe, which is resting, but the drain pipe itself is not 4 tefachim wide, you also don't have a problem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.